This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, Barnhart, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, date of birth 9/20/1948. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Myers with bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was April 1st of this year. She's feeling well. Her weight is completely unchanged over 6 months. She is off the Lasix. She hasn't required it for many months. Oh, she is going to talk to her cardiologist to make sure it's okay to stay off it. She is anticoagulated with Coumadin, and that level has been stable. She currently takes Bisoprolol 5 milligram daily, and Tresto is 24/26 twice a day. Amitiza 8 milligram daily for irritable bowel syndrome and constipation. Synthroid is 50 microgram. Crestor aspirin, low dose aspirin, and no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory meds. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No abdominal pain. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. No orthopnea or PND. Physical exam. Weight, 150 pounds. Pulse is 68. Blood pressure. Left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular with a third heart sound noted that is stable. Abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/16 of 24. Creatinine is 0.94, greater than 60 GFR. Albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.6, calcium 9.2, electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 12.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, bilaterally small kidneys with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypertension is currently at goal. 3, congestive heart failure. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.